Be just another day, this last Sunday of 1985, but look out, there may be a trick or two. Fate may have something tucked up its sleeves, a little curve to throw at you. You never know, it's never just another day. Here on. are immune when fact is fiction and TV is reality. No, we're not. We're not immune. Nobody is immune. 18 minutes past 10 o'clock on this Sunday morning. I'm Vince Kelsa. Last Sunday of the year, 1985, right? Been here now for, just a little over 3 months, just around 3 months, I guess, we've been doing this now on K-Rock on Sunday mornings. We've been doing it from 10 to 1. Starting next Sunday, our hours change. We start this program an hour earlier. We'll be on at 9 a.m. From 9 a.m. until noon, so it will be a real Sunday morning show. We won't go past noon starting next. And this will be a test for all of the faithful out there, all of the true believers out there, all of the people who really do support the Vince Kelsa Sunday morning show. This is putting you to the test, you see, because you got to get up an hour earlier now to listen. It doesn't bother me all that much. I rather like it. I'm an early morning riser anyhow, you know. But for you guys out there, I mean, I hear all this all the time from you. You know, I missed the show Sunday because I couldn't wake up. But you couldn't wake up? You couldn't wake up by noon? What's so important that you couldn't wake up by noon, you know? We're going to put ourselves to the test starting next Sunday here for the Vince Kelsa Sunday morning show. Yeah, I'm in kind of a serious, funky mood this morning. I know I'm going to work my way out of it, but I'm going to work my way out of it by being serious for a little while here anyhow. We heard from Oingo Boingo, a song called Just Another Day from their most recent release, and The Who with Another Tricky Day. No social crisis here. Of course, U2. I think we'll be hearing a couple of more tunes from that U2 album throughout the program. Certainly New Year's Day. We'll play that one a bit later on in the show. But for right now, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. From U2 here on 92.3 K-Rock. We've got this commercial work. What else do we have to do here? We have the weather. Do we know what the weather is? It doesn't matter. It's a day. It's another, just another day. That's what those songs are all about. It's sort of gray, and it's supposed to be partly, we'll make the weather up this morning. Sunny and warm, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Should be a good beach day today, this last day. Just, you know, make it up. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is. There's still a little bit of snow on the ground out there in the infamous northern western suburbs. So what happened to me, see, and I figure we should talk about this because I know this happens to many people at this time of year. I got into my holiday funk. Now, my holiday funk usually doesn't start until the holidays are over, but this year it started earlier. This year it sort of started, Christmas night. the melancholy, the depression, the funkiness. And it has no reason, you know, because everything's going along really, really wonderfully well, you know, and you're having a marvelous time and everybody's happy and there's no terrible, tragic thing in our lives, you know, to make us be funky. I mean, there are people certainly at holiday times or whatever who have things that, you know, should rightfully be making them sad and depressed or whatever. But there are so many of us who suffer from this holiday. And I've been trying to combat it over the last couple of years by, for instance, not even like watching holiday specials on television, you know, like staying away from all the movies, all the ones that are guaranteed to tug at your heartstrings. Not watching It's a Wonderful Life. Now the Alistair Sims Christmas Carol was back this year after being out of circulation for a couple of years, and I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it on purpose. You know that I was one of the people who discovered and helped to make the cult that grew up around It's a Wonderful Life. Are you aware of that fact? It's true. You don't believe me, do you? All right, well. Hold on a second here. Early 70s, I started talking about that movie. And I began getting phone calls and listening to saying, I thought I was the only one who was into It's a Wonderful Life. And then all of a sudden, I started talking about it, and then a couple other people started talking about it, and then all of a sudden, like, public television got involved, said, It's a Wonderful Life, it's a great movie, you know, everybody should... I was responsible for that, it's true.
Wait a minute, hold on. I know
you think that I'm fooling you, but nobody, I mean, when you stop to think about it, and now, like, every channel shows It's a Wonderful Life, you know, Jimmy Stewart and old Clarence the Angel, but I avoid it now, because it just enhances the horrible feelings of melancholy and depression, you know. Because all that stuff just conjures up these images of some kind of other world, some kind of idealized world. I mean, that's what A Christmas Carol is all about, you know, that idealized world of Dickens, the Victorian England Christmas. And we don't live in that world. That's not our world. And if we attempt to approximate that when we celebrate our holidays, of course we're going to be disappointed. Of course we're going to be unfulfilled, you know. But I was riding through, like, my normal holiday funk when all of a sudden, bam, all this terrorist nonsense started happening, you know? And I'm reading the papers yesterday about this horrible stuff in Rome and Vienna, you know? An 11-year-old child, a little girl standing at a counter. And it just totally destroyed me. It absolutely, totally destroyed me. As it should all of us. You know, as it should each and every one of us. And the danger, of course, is that with all of this stuff, we're going to go, Rome? Wasn't that last week? Didn't they bomb the airport or shoot up the airport? Wasn't that last month? Wasn't that last month's terrorist attack of the month? Oh, what was last month? Oh, that was a plane. Oh, no, wasn't that the boat last month? Was the boat last month or the month before that? When did they kill the guy and throw his body off the boat? When was that now? 2 months ago? When was the plane in Egypt? Well, you know, it's like, and the danger is that we're just going to let all this stuff slip right over us, slide right over us, and we're not going to pay any attention to it anymore. And God damn it, you got to pay attention to it. There's this insanity at large in the world, and there ain't a single solitary one of us who are safe from it, not when a little 11-year-old girl in an airport in Rome, this totally innocent little child who's got nothing to do with anything or anybody, and all those other innocent people in that terminal and in the terminal in Vienna, or people on a vacation on a boat in the middle of the Mediterranean, or people traveling from here to there, you know, not when totally innocent people who've got nothing to do with any of this nonsense can get blown away like that. And you got to stop, and you got to think about it, you know. And you got to look at Winnie Mandela in South Africa. You got to look at the fact that in South Africa this week, reported incidents of violent death were something like 70 or 75 reported incidents of murder in South Africa this week, Christmas week. And that's with all sorts of government censorship of news. So who knows what's really going on there? What's the real word in Johannesburg, you know? Oh, I know. You don't want to hear this. I know it's bumming you out. I know that's not why you tuned in this morning. I know you're looking for T-shirt and Razu Kelly, and we'll get to T-shirt and Razu Kelly a bit later on. The Razu flag is definitely flying this morning, but I just gotta work this out. You know, I gotta work it out for myself and for my friends, and that's you guys out there. You just can't ignore it. Can't ignore it anymore. Carl Rowan the other day, syndicated columnist. I guess it was Christmas Day. column was entitled Winnie Mandela Offers a Gift to the World. It says, and I pay tribute to Winnie for her brave defiance of the racists who have forbidden her to talk to the press, to live in Soweto, a sprawling Jim Crow ghetto outside Johannesburg, to appear at social events and public forums. She has said to her oppressors, kill me, imprison me, try what you will, but I shall cry out. This woman's Christmas gift to all who cherish freedom is her demonstrated willingness to bear a cross or be nailed to one in her pursuit of justice. Just as her husband refused to leave prison under a deal where he would come to peace with apartheid, so she refuses a deal under which she would get a trifle more physical freedom in return for keeping her mouth shut. This has brought jackbooted security forces to her home, where they recently manhandled and bruised her and arrested the white newsmen who were interviewing her, but this grandmother refuses to knuckle under. I hope she knows, wrote Carl Rowan on Christmas Day, I hope she knows that she is not just fighting for the futures of her grandchildren, but that she is giving something precious to your offspring and mine. So here's a Christmas song, and this is a Christmas song that I'll play for Winnie Mandela and for the victims of terrorist attacks and for the victims of nature's eruptions, the victims of mudslides and volcanoes and earthquakes. The Christmas song that has some dated references, but if you change some of the specific historical references and update them just a little bit, you'll find that it's probably the most appropriate Christmas song. It's a tune that was written and recorded a number of years back by Laura Nero. Thank you.
Mandela. That Gil Scott-Heron recording Johannesburg, which is a number of years old now, has been reissued And it is so up to date. It is so up to the minute in terms of all of its references that it could have been written yesterday. Gil Scott Heron, Brian Jackson, and the Midnight Band, Johannesburg. In between Free Nelson Mandela, which is the special AKA, and of course Sun City, that's Artists United against apartheid. And I've been meaning to play that Gil Scott Heron Johannesburg for a number of weeks now. Finally got around to it this morning. I'm Vince Kelsa. This is the Sunday Morning Show. Don't forget, next Sunday we start an hour earlier, and that'll be our new time slot. As we begin the new year, the program will be heard each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. We're going to start to work our way out of our funk now by moving along from South Africa and violence and racism and terrorist attacks and all of those kinds of things. And we're going to talk about unemployment. This is WXRK New York. I'm Vince Gilson. I can't seem to... Here it is. Oh! It says here, tomorrow's special featured artist on the K-Rock Cafe between noon and one will be Patti Smith. It says Patti Smith BD. What does BD mean? Patti Smith BD. Patti Smith Band, I guess. That's probably what it is. Patti Smith Band. Okay, they'll be featured. Where is Patti Smith? Where did Patti go? Patti went. She was the last I heard. She was living in somewhere in the Midwest. She married Fred Sonic Smith, who was a member of the MC5 way back when, and they had a child, and that's it. That's all I know. That's all I've ever heard about that. She got out, man. She disappeared. She faded away. She did more than fade away. She just gone, man. It's like evaporated, you know. But you can hear some Patti Smith music on the radio tomorrow on the Meg Griffin Show. Although I don't think Meg is in. I think Meg is on vacation. Jimmy Fink perhaps will be there. I'm not sure. But okay, we go from all of those other terribly depressing things to a book this morning on unemployment. It's a book that. It's sort of the literary equivalent of what Bruce Springsteen is up to these days. Very interesting novel by a gentleman named Robert Ward. It was published several months back. I finally got around to reading a copy of it. Red Baker is the title of this novel. It is published by the Dial Press in hardcover. Red Baker, B-A-K-E-R, that's the character's name. The lead character of the book, who is also the narrator of the book, and Robert Ward is the author of the book. Red Baker is about a steelworker in Baltimore who gets laid off, whose plant not only lays him off, but whose plant eventually just closes down and is never going to open up again. Sound familiar? Shades of that letter that Springsteen and Willie Nelson ran in several publications a couple of weeks back about the 3M plant down in Freehold, New Jersey. Shades of dozens and dozens of plants and factories and companies all over the country. So this book is about this guy. He's 40 years old. He's got a wife. He's got a teenage son who's a musician, a sort of a jazz musician, and he's a kind of a average Joe. You know, he's a sort of a middle class guy who's got this this thing that he knows how to do, which is beyond the line in this steel mill. And without that, he's got nothing else. I mean, he can't sell himself to anybody for anything other than that, you know. And this book is him dealing with being unemployed and with redefining his life and redefining his relationship with his family and his friends. And it's real good. It's real down to earth. with characters that are totally, believable, situations that are, for the most part, believable. There is a kind of a twist towards the end of the book that maybe could have been done without, but it sort of adds a little extra excitement to it. But some neat writing. This is towards the beginning of his period of unemployment, when he's just kind of hanging around the house. I picked up the TV magazine and flipped through the rough pages and saw suddenly that The Honeymooners was on. This was something I didn't want to do. I told myself to avoid at all costs, but suddenly it seemed, and I hate to admit this, it seemed so lame that if I watched a little of it, with good old familiar Ralph and Ed, it would cool me out, almost like talking to an old friend. So I switched on the RCA color track we have on the gold tray with wheels at the end of our bed. And right away I knew the episode, knew it. Hell, I'd seen it maybe 40 times. It was the one where Ed and Ralph buy all these pots and pans and cooking utensils, which they decide to advertise on TV. Old Norton is the chef of the past, who uses this worthless old-time apple corer. And Ralph is supposed to be the chef of the future, using their modern new equipment. And the scene that always cracked me up in the past, is when Norton has this chef's hat on and he's fumbling with the dull old apple corer. And then he says, "Oh, chef of the future, do you know a modern way to core an apple?" And Ralph, who up to now has been all cocky as hell and ready to knock him dead, Ralph comes on with this new gadget, only he gets stage fright. And instead of talking, he starts mumbling, "Nom, nom, 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 nom," and sweat starts pouring down his great fat head, and he flails around like a baby rhino and knocks down the whole set, pots and pans flying everywhere. Now, like I said, I've seen that show maybe 40 times. In fact, it's one of my all-time favorites. Didn't seem to matter how often I saw it. It always cracked me up. I'm talking about serious laughing, where you're holding your sides and you can't breathe right. And this time wasn't any different. I started laughing the second I recognized the show, and by the time the set was destroyed, I was falling backward on the bed, yowling like a madman. Only suddenly, I couldn't stop laughing. And then my voice began to sound like the fat lady screech at Green Oak Funhouse, the place where Buck and Dot used to take me as a kid. And I saw the fat lady's mechanical mouth opening and her great fat geared jaws and those perfectly even 2-foot-long file teeth and the way she rocked back and forth like some crazed priest come to tell you about the everlasting pain of hellfire. And then I made myself stop, holding my chest and feeling like a fool and thanking God I was alone. But then another thought scared me almost as badly. What if, when I was applying for a job, I got like Ralph and said, "Hi, I'm Red Baker," humna, 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 and couldn't stop? That thought sent cold chills through me, and I huddled up in the old terry cloth robe, an act that usually settled me down. But it's a funny thing about terry cloth. You get yourself a fireplace and a dog named Chief and a good shot of Wild Turk in your terry cloth, and it'll seem like the damnedest, coziest material on earth. But here, sitting in the drafty bedroom, my skin clammy with the fears, suddenly that terry cloth seemed cheap and threadbare and like everything else in my life, lousy, second-hand, something only an out-of-work bum would wear. Suddenly I couldn't stand having it on me. It was the damnedest thing, and I was ashamed to tell you these feelings, which I would ordinarily associate with a lunatic, but it was me, Red Baker, who felt this way. And I knew the longer I stayed in that bedroom, the closer I was going to come to heading down the booby hatch. So I threw on my street clothes, rushed down the steps, and set out looking for work. And he sort of finds work here and there throughout the book. And towards the very end, when he's just about getting ready to leave Baltimore, he's on a bus. And he's now working as a janitor in Harbor Place, right? Picking up garbage, because this is the only thing this 40-year-old former steel worker is qualified to do. And he's on his way to work. And he's on his bus, see? And he writes like this: I stared half dead out the window at the bright new city with its huge office buildings all lit up and empty, and suddenly I felt that it was a strange place, not Baltimore at all. What's more, I suddenly realized that it had been a strange place for a long time now. But because I lived in Highlandtown, because I had my job, my family, and my friends, I hadn't noticed how much it had all changed. Of course, I knew it was different, more built up, but none of that really affected me or my family. But now, for the first time, I saw things as they really were. I saw that the city had been pushing me and my friends all along, and we had been so caught up in just staying alive that we had never once pushed back. The bus turned down Broadway and took a left on Eastern Avenue, and then the row houses were on my right and Patterson Park on my left. I thought for a minute that being back in the neighborhood would make me feel better, but it didn't, because I knew that it wasn't just the mill that was shut down. It was everything I had known and loved about Highlandtown since I was a kid. Even the streets and houses themselves. Our whole way of life was going to go. The author's name is Robert Ward. The novel is entitled Red Baker. It's published by the Dial Press in hardcover. I highly recommend it. This is WXRK New York, the Vince Gelta Sunday Morning Show on K-Rock.
Oh, one that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand, there's a call for you to bear. Things to go through if you're going anywhere. All the things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
Family Stone and The Alarm and Springsteen as well. And this band, The Cucumbers, one of the featured bands tomorrow night in our Monday Night Madness show at the Ritz. This is called Walking and Talking on 92.3 K-Rock. Starting to lighten up now. Serious stuff is over, friends. T-shirt and Razzoo coming up in a little while.
Thank you.
Cucumbers from their album Who Betrays Me and Other Happier Songs. The Cucumbers on K-Rock, Vince Kelce's Sunday Morning Show from Hoboken, across the river. And they will be on the New York side of the river tomorrow night for our Monday Night Madness. This is the first in a series of shows that K-Rock, that we are putting on at the Ritz. It's not just music. It's going to be a strange assortment of things. I can't tell you about all of it because I don't even know about all of it. But I will have the pleasure of being your host tomorrow night at the Ritz, and I hope you get to attend. And as I say, it's the first of, I think, 6 weeks that we'll be doing each of them on a Monday night. As a matter of fact, I want to give away a pair of tickets right now to attend Monday Night Madness at the Ritz. But there's a special thing now. Don't call up yet. Hold on just a second.
K-Rock, bid farewell to the old year and hello to 86 with the top 92 of 85. Beginning New Year's Day at high noon, you relive the year of music with tracks from the best albums of the past 12 months. 1985 saw the spectacle of Live Aid.
The telephone rings.
Bruce Springsteen's incredible Born in the USA tour. And the emergence of future stars like R.E.M., Cruzados, Mr. Mister, and the Hooters. But most importantly, 1985 saw the birth of a new choice for rock and roll. Join us as we play back the top 92 of 85. Commercial-free New Year's Day, only at 92.3 K-Rock.
Okay, I love the name of the label that the Cucumbers record on. It's a record company called Fake Doom Records. Fake Doom Records. I'm going to put together a set of music right now, some of your suggestions, okay? Something that we do every Sunday morning, kind of dip into the suggestion bag, which you can enter by sending a postcard addressed to Vin's Suggestions. K-Rock, WXRK, 655 Madison Avenue, New York City, 10021. That's our mailing address. That's our address. That's where we are, 655 Madison Avenue. And I want you to be able to, if you want to win a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's show, for the Monday Night Madness show at the Ritz tomorrow night, to see the Cucumbers and the Sussman Lawrence Band, and all of the disc jockeys from K-Rock will be there. And as I said, I'll have the pleasure of being the host of the evening. And understand, by the way, if you're coming, that it's not a rock and roll show, that there's other stuff that's going to go on. So like when I come out, or when some of the other DJs come out on stage, like, understand that we're supposed to do that. Because usually, like, when you go to a rock show and a disc jockey comes out of stage, you boo him. You get off the stage. Ooh, you don't want the band. But see, this is our show. See, so we're allowed to come out on stage and actually, like, talk or do shtick. I, in fact, am going to demonstrate my expertise tomorrow night on the Alaskan yo-yo. This is a John, you know about the Alaskan yo-yo. it's a little known instrument of entertainment and recreation, and I am one of the few people in the lower 48 who is adept at handling the Alaskan yo-yo. And as part of my contribution to tomorrow night's Monday Night Madness at the Ritz, I will in fact demonstrate. So I don't want you to boo, unless it's like terror, you know, unless I'm really bad, then you can boo me. But understand that it's not just the bands that we're getting there, getting together there for, okay? But the Cucumbers will be there, and the Sussman Lawrence Band as well, and all of this is being brought to you by K-Rock and Pepsi, and it's the first Monday Night Madness at the Ritz. And right now, okay, so if you'd like to win a pair of tickets, identify for me, be the first person at random, at 955-9292, area code 212, who can identify the artist, the band, performing the following recording. And as I said, this is the first of a couple of songs that we'll put together here from the suggestion bag, okay?
If you can identify who this is, and you are chosen by John at random on the phone at 955-9292. See, they're all calling up already. They have no idea who it is. What if it's Lava Lenya? What if it's Ema Sumat? I mean, what if it's somebody that you've never heard of? How are you going to win? You're not going to win. You have no idea. But if you know who this is, and John takes your call, and you can correctly identify it, then you win a pair of tickets to Monday Night Madness, courtesy of K-Rock. No, it's not Lava Lenya.
Hello, hello. I like your smile. Hello, hello. Shall we talk a while? Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Never knew how I'd need you. Didn't know how to greet you. When it all looked that way, I knew I had to say hello.
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 You got pretty hair.
You got pretty hair.
Hello. Hello. Can't you tell I care?
Stop with Camel is the name of the band. And I guess we have a winner. And I'll tell you who the winner is right now. And then we'll give away another pair of tickets a bit later on. Gigi. Ah, Gigi. Gigi singer from New York. Gigi. Was I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Gigi was on the other night. I avoided that too. In my attempt to avoid anything that might possibly add to my holiday melancholy, I didn't watch Gigi either. And I like that movie. I haven't seen that in a long time. Gigi, why you be growing up before my very eyes? A movie about a pederast. When did your heart turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Well, Gigi Singer, I want to see you there tomorrow night, Gigi. Make sure you come on up and say hello at the Ritz. Monday Night Madness, Stop with Camel, Hello, Hello, and another tune by suggestion right now from an Englishman named Billy Bragg. This is called A New England on K-Rock.
Oh, 21 years, and I love you so much. 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me when you drop me, man. The girls are in school, all ready to be dressed. I loved you then, and I love you still. Though I put you on the fist, I put you on the field. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
This is another Billy. This is Billy Chinnick. A couple of people wrote in the last few weeks, mentioned this song. Sort of a seasonal song. It's called Something for Everybody. Santa good to you this week?
I saw Bethlehem in the burned out ruins of the east old church. Wore my hands on Houston Street. Watched the day give birth. Made my bed in a doorway under a neon sign. Electric 6 foot letters blinking in my mind, and there's something for everybody, something for young and old. The streets are filled with mud, sidewalks paved in gold.
Sunday morning show, and The Weight, of course, one of several suggestions that we put together for that set of music, including Bill Chinnick's Something for Everybody, was the original version of that song, the first of two versions. Bill is one of those people who started out recording on his own independent label, and so that was the original independent release of the song, and then eventually he signed a contract, I guess it was with Atlantic Records, and the song was reissued, the album was reissued, and it was kind of remixed a little bit, so it was sort of a different version. I always liked the original version. Best of all, he's still floating around. Still, he plays over in Jersey a lot, plays the clubs down the shore a lot, down Asbury Park, and recently put out an interesting album that is practically a country album. The name of the band is the Something Something Cowboys, Billy Chinnick and the Something Cowboys, something like that. I don't have it here with me at the moment. Billy Bragg, before that, interesting artist from England who was sort of an electric folky type who performs basically just on a solo electric guitar. And he also has been around, plays at the Lone Star and places like that. A New England is the title of that tune from Billy Bragg. And Stop With Camel from way back when, sometime back in the late 60s, in that band. And that one hit, Hello, Hello, is the title of the tune. I'm Vince Gelso. We have, what do we have here? A couple of commercial words. T-shirt and Razoo coming up in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Okay, we'll figure out some. They are the boy, I mean, for those of you who are living in suspense, wondering whether they are, in fact, in prison in Siberia right now. They're not. They got away. I'll put your fears to rest right now, but you'll have to wait a little while for the entire letter.
The devil is talking to them. Took my $20 bill and a man who's still dead. I thought I must take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight. Just my guess is to see tonight. Got two reasons why I try to wait a lonely night. The first one sings me every and she's my heart's delight. Second one is killing baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up to me, I'll get my life in jail. Got a wife who's a shellfish, and the one is charity. The first one says they got my life, and it's all in my life. But I'm running, but it took my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just like what you see tonight.
For a gentleman, an inmate in a tuxedo, strolling with indifferent partners beneath the chandeliers, looking for someone to flee to. But I would be your gentleman if you'd only let this ragged heart please you. And there would be laughter, there would be shame, there would be laughter. In a gentleman again, come riding, 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 come running for your life, come sing this song of my brothers, come sing.
McDonald. Song for My Brothers is the title of the tune. It's from one of those fast folk audio magazine collections. This particular one was the May 1985 edition of Fast Folk Musical Magazine. Are you aware of this? That Fast Folk puts out, just about every month, they put out a magazine that is both an actual print magazine as well as a record that features the songs that are printed in sheet music type form in the magazine, as well as articles and lyrics and stuff like that. Some neat stuff coming out of the current folk scene here in New York. Anyhow, this particular volume, which was May 1985, was recorded live up in Massachusetts. And it's Rod McDonald and some of his friends, including Eric Franson and Frank Christian and Susan Vega and Christine Lavin, a whole bunch of David Massengill, a whole bunch of folks out of the New York folk scene. Real nice song called Song of My Brothers from Ron McDonald, okay? And Song for the Dreamers before that from Danny and Dusty and the Grateful Dead, tune I haven't heard in a long time, called Friend of the Devil from the Dead. Friend of the Devil is a friend of mine. All depends upon what the devil is up to these days, I think, is what it all depends on. And we heard from NRBQ from a Christmas record they put out this year. It's a short little thing called Electric Train on the Vince Gelsa Sunday Show on K-Rock.
K-Rock's search for the best undiscovered rock and roll talent continues, and the competition in the K-Rock and Roll Rumble is getting intense. If you're in an unsigned group with the desire to make it, K-Rock wants to hear your tape. Send your three best songs on a cassette with your name, address, phone number, and information about your group to K-Rock and Roll Rumble, 655 Madison Avenue, New York, 10021. Your demo will be judged for artistic merit, originality, and marketability. The winner of the K-Rock and Roll Rumble will be awarded 8 hours of studio time at the record plant, K-Rock Airplay, and a chance to perform live at the Ritz. Entry deadline is January 10th, and tapes cannot be returned. In support of the best local music scene in the world, it's the K-Rock and Roll Rumble from 92.3 K-Rock.
Okay, I know some musicians, if you gave them 8 hours in the studio, would be able to record about two or three notes, and that's about it. Then there are other people who could record 8 hours worth of material. Hopefully you're in the second category. All right, it's time for this morning's letter from T-Shirt and Razoo Kelly. You'll recall the last time we heard from them last week, they were being carted off to a prison somewhere in Siberia. Evidently, they were being accused of being spies by Russian authorities. Russian authorities are not the only ones. I think they're spies, too, at this point. I'm not sure what the boys are up to, but let's see where this letter takes us this week. Dear Vince Gelsa, me and Razoo Kelly feels like the impossible dreamers. We're lost, poor, and chased from afar. And like that saying goes, Vin, when you're poor, it rains. Luckily for us, the KGB guards transporting us through Russia dropped their guns and raised their umbrellas just long enough for us to run off before they could bumbershoot us. Then we get to the Black Sea, see? Where disguised as seaweed seed sowers, we see our way some distance along the seashore till we were seen by several Soviet snitches who summoned some soldiers. But we secure a strong head start and safely swim to the south shore where we slice through Turkey into Syria before we notice this one guy is still chasing us, Vin. We hope he's only Syria's trouble.
But being chased all the way through Jerusalem is really scary. Jerusalem is really scary. The sky's the limit, says Razu. We made a deal with a Cairo boat salesman, but he gypped us. Tut, tut. We didn't get either or. Tut, tut. We didn't get either or. Egyptus. Get it? Cairo boat salesman. Then we did a Gaddafi duck through Libya. A Gaddafi duck through Libya. Slipped through Greece. Roamed through Italy till we got booted out. Alped ourselves through Switzerland and caused wheat a lot. Had waffles in Belgium, toast in France, and muffins in England. Always with mint jelly since we're on the lam. Now we're parking our hides in Hyde Park, trying to figure how to escape to New York before we get in any more Dutch during the Hollandaise. Definitely mixing their allusions here. Running still forever, me and Razu Kelly, copyright 1985, me and Razu, who says that anyone who operates a penny scale is just running away. Kelly. Well, it's nice to have the boys back home.
It's great to be back home.
I think.
Home is where I want to be.
Hiding out in Hyde Park, eh?
So long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you could have been so free. It's the same old story. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon now, isn't it really? 26 minutes past 12 o'clock. Schedule changes next week. Jimmy Fink, are you aware of that fact that the schedule changed? He's gone. He's not here. I'm talking to nobody. Oh, there you are. I thought you were still sitting there. Are you aware that the schedule changes next week? And that you have to come in an hour earlier.
And so do you.
Right, and so do I, as a matter of fact. And so do we all.
So is Tony.
The whole world is an hour earlier.
It's almost like K-Rock's let alone daylight savings time.
Yes, I kind of do. Okay. You going to be at the Ritz tomorrow night?
Yes.
Along with everybody else? Looking forward to that show.
I wouldn't miss your Alaskan yo-yo or whatever it is.
Have you ever seen the Alaskan yo-yo?
Oh, you're in for a big treat. Forward to it.
You're in for a big treat. Rolling Stones was Shattered in Fireball from the band called Duck Deluxe way back when. Simon and Garfunkel. For our friends T-Shirt and Razoo, keeping the customer satisfied. That's what we attempt to do here at 92.3 K-Rock. And right now, we'll give away another pair of tickets since we're talking about the Rich Show, the Monday Night Madness Show. This is the first in a series of shows that K-Rock and Pepsi will be bringing to you at the Ritz on successive Monday nights. I'll be your host tomorrow night, and Jimmy Fink will be there. And hopefully, Tony Pigg will be there, and Howard Stern will be there. And
Tony be there.
No, Tony won't be there? Why?
He's in Tortola.
Tony's in Tortola. Oh, Tony won't be there. Tortola? I don't even know where Tortola is. Is that out in the Pacific somewhere?
It's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, in the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, yeah, Tony spent,
in the Caribbean somewhere.
Tony has spent a lot of time in the Bermuda Triangle. He's one of those people who gets lost there. Tony won't be there, but
Cope will be there.
Cope will be there, and the Madam, and Howard Stern, and Jay Thomas, hopefully. All those people. Meg Griffin, maybe. Meg's on vacation, though, isn't she? So Meg might not be there. You going to do Meg's show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You going to do this show today?
Going to do this show today, Meg's show tomorrow.
When was the last time
you had Ritz tomorrow night?
When was the last time you had a day off?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's good to work.
It's good to work. It's good to work.
Work, work, work.
So we'll give away a pair of tickets right now to a random phone caller, okay? 212-955-9292. If you'd like to join all of us tomorrow night at the Ritz, the musical entertainment will be supplied by the Cucumbers and the Sussman Lawrence Band as well. I'm about to play something from the Sussman Lawrence Band for you, okay? 212-955-9292. We'll take one call at random right now and give away a pair of tickets. And we'll see you there tomorrow night at the Ritz for K-Rock's Monday Night Madness. This is entitled Call Me on Monday from the Sussman Lawrence Band. From Graham Parker, Between You and Me, the title of the tune, and Marshall Crenshaw's The Distance Between. Commercial free hour on 92.3 K-Rock. This is Bruce Coburn. How I spent my fall vacation
and went down looking like the eye of God. Behind I see mist, dark bare trees. Inside the dim empty cinema, two guys in leather jackets glance at each other and shiver. They never built these places with winter in mind. Out the window down the gray road, you can see old walled monasteries. Now become a barrack for the paramilitary police.
Came to mind last night. I mean, we were talking earlier, you know, about all this insanity going on in the world, and specifically the reference to Rome there. The song is called How I Spent My Fall Vacation. Bruce Coburn, of course, no stranger to politics and to placing the things that are going on in the real world into his songs. This one from a couple of years back from the album called Humans. Right? Is that the name of it? Yeah, that was the title of the album, Humans, How I Spent My Fall Vacation. In a Roman street on a full moon night, I was sick and there was a young cop in a circle of yellow light. As we drew near, he snapped the safety off his machine pistol and slid a trembling finger to the trigger. I wanted to say something calming, but couldn't catch his eye. He didn't want contact. He was trained to see movement. Well, don't shoot me, man. I'm a graceful, slow dancer. I'm just a dream to you, not real at all. Which is real nice poetry. And I guess sometimes that magic might work. I remember walking the streets of Rome about 10 years ago, experiencing the very same thing. Rome was under siege at the time from within. There was a lot of student unrest and communist unrest. And everywhere you went in Rome, there were
the Carabinieri. There were the soldiers. There were the police. There were like dozens of different armed guards all over Rome on every street corner. From the local police right on up to the Italian army. And it was strange, you know, as a tourist, you're walking through these streets that are thousands of years old. You're going, oh, there's the Colosseum, you know, and oh, there's the Vatican, and oh, there's this, and there's that, and all this stuff you've seen from books, you know, and you're on your vacation. And in the meantime, every time you turn a corner, there's these four guys with machine guns standing there, you know, and it's that same, you kind of look at them and go, oh, don't shoot me. I'm just a tourist. And that doesn't work anymore, does it? You can't just hang a flag up over your head that says, no, I'm just a tourist, I'm innocent, because it doesn't matter anymore. But I was thinking of this song last night and trying to deal with the rage over the terrorist attack and all that stuff that we had been talking about a bit earlier in the show. Well, don't shoot me, man. I'm a graceful, slow dancer. I'm just a dream to you. Not real at all. The last Sunday of 1985... New Year's Day upon us. 92.3 K-Rock. I promised you earlier we'd play this one from U2. Bring things back around to where we started this morning. It all comes full circle. Sometimes painfully, but it all comes around.
Through the balmy air of night. Now they ring out their delight through the dances and the yells and the rapture that impels. How it dwells on the future, how it tells from the swinging and the ringing of the molten golden bells. Of the bells, 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 of the rising and the chiming of the bells. Hear the pledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keep in time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the timbre and ambulation that's so musically well. From bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. And I always had to mind a fine wine. Sing his God to the world now. All aboard the girl now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Everybody sing his joy to the world.
The man who wrote that song, Joy to the World, is Hoyt Axton. Of course, it was really a big hit for Three Dog Night many, many years ago. And the bells, that was originally done by Edgar Allan Poe back in his punk rock days. Edgar Allan Poe wrote the bells, and Phil Oakes put it to music and recorded it. New Year's Day from U2, so there's a couple of things for the end of the year, the beginning of the new year. It's 1 o'clock, and this is WXRK New York. K-Rock, I'm Vince Kelsey. Jimmy Fink takes over the controls, and don't forget, the whole schedule kind of shifts around for the new year starting next Sunday. Sunday morning program will be heard solely in the morning, starting at 9 a.m. We'll go from 9 to noon, and then Jimmy will take over at noon. And you go until when?
Next week?
Yeah,
till 4.
Till 4 next week.
And then Tony will come in at 4.
From 4.
Yeah.
Good.
Got that?
Yes. Thank you for the fruitcake from last week. It was delicious. I had a couple of pieces over the last week or so. There was still a... Yes, that's how I that's how I felt after the first piece of fruitcake. But I did go back for more, and there is still plenty left. And as you said a little while ago, there will probably still be plenty left next year. And hopefully we'll all still be here as well. Talking about fruitcake. You going to play with that all afternoon?
No, no.
Because if you are, I'm not going to listen.
This one I'm going to play with.
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh. And to you, too.
Oh, Annie M. There's no place like home.
You know, Dorothy, you never did give me any presents for Christmas. Well, you never did tell me what all that stuff was you bought, either. Dorothy?